I'm Sarah Wolf, and I am from Toronto. My mother's family roots are in Chapleau, or near Chapleau, at the Brunswick House First Nation, and I grew up in Northern Ontario in various towns around there.
Great. And so what inspired you to become a midwife?
I think I accidentally became a midwife. I think when I was younger, I knew I wanted to go into the medical field, and I thought I wanted to be a doctor, and had, you know, talked about being a doctor for quite a number of years. And then academically, I didn't quite have the marks to get straight into a medical school, so I went into nursing. I had a bunch of family members who were in nursing as well. And when I mentioned midwifery, I got a lot of negative responses from my family. Not so much my mother. She said that we might have had some family members that were midwives, like my grandmother or my great-grandmother might have been a midwife, but my dad really discouraged it, and people just really didn't know, because it was at a time when midwifery was just turning that corner to getting legislated. And so I went into nursing, and it was through my exposure to birth in my nursing program that I learned that that's what my passion was, and I knew I wanted to be a midwife from that point, so that's where I pursued it from.
So was it something that, it wasn't something that was in your family beforehand?
No.
It was just this kind of intuitive.
Yeah, it just, everything just totally distracted me that way. I went to a birth, and it wasn't a great, profound birth. It was a pretty straightforward, typical hospital birth that I went to that first day, but it was the teacher that was there for me, our nursing preceptor, who happened to be a nurse midwife. And she was working as a nurse, but she was British-trained midwife. And she just, I could see that there was something about how she was interacting with the women that I was really drawn to. And I just knew from that point that it's like there was a different way of doing it, and there was a different way of helping that process. And that energy just totally sucked me in, and I knew that's what I had to do.
So before that, did you know about midwifery?
I'd heard mention of it before, but I knew so little about it. I really didn't know anything. I just knew that I wanted to be at birth.
So what is Aboriginal midwifery to you?
Again, I think I fell into it accidentally. I wasn't very well connected with, you know, my cultural teachings or any, you know, cultural roots. We really lived a pretty typical, you know, Western childhood growing up, and I didn't really get exposed to my Indigenous roots and my Aboriginal roots until I was out of my nursing degree. And it was by accident. I was looking for a job in nursing, and there weren't a lot in the mid-90s in Ontario. So I got a job at the Friendship Centre as a community nurse, and that's where I really started to get in touch with, you know, what our culture is about, and, you know, where I came from and who I am as an Indigenous person. And knowing I wanted to be a midwife, and then learning that I was an Aboriginal person and what that meant, I really saw how those two worlds could come together really well. And I think that's kind of how I came into being an Aboriginal midwife. What does it mean for me? It means lots of things. I don't know that you can just have a 5-minute clip that talks about what I think an Aboriginal midwife is, because it's so many things.